Chris's chapter 3 Mishnah 10. I'm a Rabbi Akiva. Sha'alti es Rabbi Eliezer. This is Rabbi Akiva. I asked Rabbi Eliezer. Ha'oisim malachas haber b'shabbatos haber. If a person does many Shabbos labors on many different Shabboses, ma'ein malacha, but it's of the same type of malacha. So does the same type of malacha on many different Shabboses. Ve'lem achas, in one state of unawareness. Mahu, what's the halacha? Chav achas al kulan, does he just bring one chattis offering for all of his transgression? Or achas al kul achas for achas? Or does he have to bring an individual sacrifice for each and every transgression? So Amali, he said to me, chav al kul achas for achas, mikol v'chomer. You have to bring a separate sacrifice for each one from a kol v'chomer. What's the kol v'chomer? Umay im hanida, when it comes to relations with a nida, she'ein bat tzotzas harbe v'chatois harbe, that unlike a Shabbos, which has numerous classifications, you know, there's different malochas, and there's, you do this or you do that, but when it comes to nida, there's only one prohibition, chav al kol achas v'achas, but when it comes to a nida, we know that he would be liable for each and every act, separate act, he would have to bring a separate korban. Shabbos, she'ein bat tzotzas, when it comes to Shabbos, the Chatas Harbe, that there's lots of different classifications, etc. All the more so he's obligated to bring different sacrifice for each transgression. Amati los, I said to him, no, I don't like your comparison. Because Iba Mata Benida, when it comes to Nida, Shiash Bo Shtei Azaharus, there's two prohibitions occurring there. Shehu Muzar al Hanida, because he is doing a prohibition. The Hanida Muzahiris Alav, and she's also doing a prohibition. There's two. So it's not a Kalva Chomer argument. There's a difference in Nida because there's two prohibitions happening at the same time. So he says, Toma b'Shabbos she'ein bo el azar achas. But on Shabbos, there's always only one prohibition happening. The person who's doing the prohibition. There's nobody else involved. So Amalis, they said to me, I'll prove it from a person who has relations with a mana who's in Nida. She'ein bo el azar achas. Because there only one person's doing the Navaira. Only the man is not doing a Navaira because it's a mana, can't do Navaira. So v'chav al kol achas v'achas. So Amarti lo, so I said to him, no, you can't learn it from the case of the mana either. Lo, im amarta babo ala katanos. Because when it comes to a mana, she'afal pi she'en mem achshav, even though the mana now is not liable for any transgression, because a mana can't be liable. Yesh ben la'achas man, the mana will become liable after time, because the mana is going to grow up to be a major. But term v'shabbos, when it comes to Shabbos, she'en bo lo al achshav lo al achaz man. There's no change in Shabbos. The Shabbos Isur stays the same, so there's no change. So Amali, so he said to me, okay, habo al ha-behema yochiach, prove it from someone who has relations with an animal, because over there's only one person involved. So Amar Telos, I said to him, behema k'shabbos, you're right. The case of the animal and the case of the Shabbos are comparable cases. You could probably learn the one from the other. But he brings over here that Rabbi Akiva actually he's still in doubt, even though he agreed you could learn from the animal to the Shabbos. So it brings over here, he's in doubt if you would still have to bring one for all your transgressions, or you would have to bring Korban Chatas for each and every transgression.